Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here again to really get into some interesting ideas from compelling sources. Today, we're tackling a question that, well, probably makes you perk up a bit, maybe even smirk. What kind of X are you based on your zodiac sign? Now, we didn't just pull this out of thin air. This question actually comes straight from our source today, which is excerpts from zodiac signs and post-relational personalities. So our mission here isn't necessarily to tell you what kind of X your sign makes you. Those specifics aren't in these excerpts. Instead, we're going to unpack the idea itself. You know, why does connecting cosmic signs to our breakup behavior feel so resonant? What does that appeal tell us about ourselves?
Yeah, it's fascinating, is it? The moment you hear that question, it sparks something. Curiosity, maybe, sort of pushes you to look inward, to think about your own patterns after relationship ends. It's a really compelling way to frame self-reflection, especially around those messy emotional times, like using an external map for your internal world. It definitely goes beyond just astrology. I think it taps into something universal about wanting answers when things feel, well, chaotic.
Absolutely. And building on that, think about it, relationships ending, that's universal. It's often messy, confusing, and then wondering, what's my style in this situation? Am I that kind of X? It's something we all kind of grapple with, right? We've all been there trying to piece things together afterwards. So yeah, let's explore why using zodiac signs for that feels so, I don't know, powerful. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting psychologically speaking. The basic idea that your zodiac sign, something fixed from birth, could actually give clues about your X personality. That's a potent thought. It hints at some kind of underlying script, doesn't it? A blueprint for how you react when things fall apart. Doesn't matter if you did the breaking up or got broken up with. It suggests this consistent thread. And you might immediately think, wait, could my sign really explain why I acted like that? Or maybe, what about my last ex? Did their sign explain their behavior? It offers this tempting order.
Right. And if we zoom out a bit, this connects directly to a core human drive. Psychologists often call it sense making. When relationships end, especially if it's sudden or confusing, we're left with, well, emotional shrapnel, really. Our minds just automatically try to build a story, find some logic, impose some order on that emotional mess. And systems like astrology, historically, they've provided these neat frameworks, have they? Categories, archetypes, ways to understand personality. So applying that framework to how we act after a relationship, it just offers this ready-made lens for reflection. It suggests a kind of logic, maybe even a cosmic one, behind our feelings. Which does raise a key question. Why are we so drawn to systems that label our emotional behaviors? Especially after something big like a breakup. Is it about feeling in control again? Or maybe just feeling understood when we feel lost?
That's such a vital point. It's not just being curious. It's maybe seeking stability when everything feels unstable. So what does this mean for you listening right now? I mean, the idea of a post-relationship personality, that alone is pretty thought-provoking. We've all seen different types, haven't we? Or maybe been them, you know, the person who jumps straight into dating, or the one who just disappears, becomes a total hermit, or maybe the one who obsessively goes back through old messages, trying to analyze everything. Now, our source doesn't list which sign does what, but it invites us to picture these types, these archetypes. You could imagine, say, the fiery X, all drama and burnt bridges, or the reclusive one, processing deep down alone, or maybe the always friends X, you know, determined to keep that connection even when it's awkward. The zodiac framework gives us a kind of language, a shorthand for these behaviors we all recognize. So when you hear that question again, what kind of X are you based on your zodiac sign? What pops into your head? About yourself, about someone else. Do you see yourself or someone you know kind of slotting into one of those roles?
And this dive into the concept itself from zodiac signs and post-relationship personalities, it really encourages us to think about tendencies, not hard rules. It's less about saying you are this and more about recognizing potential patterns, things that might show up. It's like it kicks off an inner journey, right?
Yeah.
Getting you to examine your coping strategies, your need for closure, how you try to move on. And then maybe seeing if those habits echo any broader archetypes we link to signs. It's a way of stepping back from your own feelings, observing them almost like an outsider might. The question isn't just what's your sign, but what kind of behaviors might it symbolize in your emotional world after a split? Do you see resilience, introspection, maybe a flair for the dramatic? And does that connect even loosely with how you think about your sign?
And you know, there's another interesting psychological layer here. When someone presents you with a framework like your sign means you're this kind of X, it can actually shape how you see things, how you see yourself, or how you interpret what others do. It links into something called confirmation bias.
Yes. Our tendency to notice and remember things that already fit what we believe.
Exactly. So if you hear, let's say, hypothetically, that Geminis are the ghosting exes, you might subconsciously start looking for examples of that. In yourself, if you're a Gemini or in Geminis, you know, it filters your perception.
That's a brilliant point.
Yeah.
The framework itself can become a lens shaping what we see. So while it might offer comfort, we need to be a bit aware of that shaping effect. It's a bit of a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it is. On one side, it can feel incredibly validating, can it? Like if you're going through a tough breakup, feeling like your reactions are totally bizarre, hearing that maybe your ex personality is just, you know, typical for your sign, that could be hugely reassuring. It sort of normalizes the chaos, makes you feel like, okay, it's not just me being weird. There's a pattern here.
Precisely. That external reason can really lessen the self-blame that often comes with breakups. Instead of thinking, what did I do wrong, attributing some reactions to an astrological tendency, well, it lifts some of that weight. It offers a neat, often comforting story for behavior that feels irrational or out of control, especially helpful when you're feeling vulnerable.
Definitely. But then there's the other edge of that sword, right? The nuances.
Yes. While it's comforting, leaning too hard on these frameworks can lead to oversimplifying things. Human feelings, our actions, they're incredibly complex. So much goes into them besides a birth chart. You know, your personal history, the specific way that relationship worked, your coping skills, what else is happening in your life. If you just chalk everything up to, oh, that's just my sign, you risk missing the unique details and maybe missing chances for real self-understanding or even changing patterns that aren't working for you.
Right. It sort of shifts where you place the responsibility or the potential for change. It can offer order, sure, but if you take it too literally, it could feel a bit like your emotional fate is sealed, you know?
Yeah.
Like deterministic thinking.
Exactly. So the real sweet spot, perhaps, is using it as a jumping off point, a starting place for thinking, not the final answer. It's more like a prompt. Okay, here's a possible archetype. Does any of this ring true for my actual life? If it does, why? What specific things in my relationships or my past might have led to these patterns? That way, it's not just a label. It's an invitation to dig deeper in a more personal way. It makes you an active player in understanding yourself.
And that really brings us toward the end of this fascinating deep dive. We kicked off with that question from the excerpts. What kind of ex are you based on your zodiac sign?
Yeah.
And okay, we didn't give you a specific sign-by-sign breakdown today, but we've really explored the idea behind that question. Its pull, its implications. It's clearly a powerful trigger for thinking about how we navigate those tough post-breakup waters and how we try to make sense of it all.
Yeah, this whole exploration into the concept really shines a light on that deep-seated human need to understand ourselves, especially our emotional journeys. We're always searching for clarity, aren't we? In the messiness of connection and disconnection. And we look for frameworks, astrological, psychological, maybe just stories we tell ourselves that help us build a narrative, make sense of things. It shows how much we want to name our feelings, our patterns, particularly when they feel huge and overwhelming. And these frameworks offer comfort, but also potentially a starting point for real reflection.
So as you go about your day, maybe think on this. Regardless of what any cosmic map might hint at about your ex style, the truly deep dive is always into understanding the unique patterns you bring to relationships and how you handle their endings. What could you discover about yourself if you explored those patterns? Just by observing, without any astrological guide at all, what might come up then?